You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange, and I'm here to play Real or Creepy. I'm a psychic medium and a spooky content creator.
Hi, I'm Brittany Krabs. I am a paranormal YouTuber and a paranormal investigator, and I'm here to play Real or Creepy.
So we are so excited to determine whether or not these stories are a real haunting or a fake creepypasta. So we're going to jump into our first story of the night. It's called Ghost at Hampton Court Palace.
Ooh, fancy.
I know, right? Very fancy ghost. I used to work night shifts as a security guard at Hampton Court Palace. And if you don't know, it's thought to be one of the most haunted buildings in the UK. One night, I stood outside in the courtyard waiting for my shift to end. There weren't many other guards on site that night, and out of nowhere, I started to hear a crowd of voices who seemed to be singing and laughing. It's only faint, but was still noticeable as the court was dead silent. And I swear to you, when I looked into the window of the ballroom, I could see lights and about 20 figures moving around. I even remember hearing music, like a violin. I quickly spoke to the guard at the entrance and asked if there was some sort of event. And he said, no one should be in the palace. So I went inside, and while I was walking to the ballroom, the voices and singing did not stop. I could hear them clearly. I opened the door slowly, and almost instantly it fell silent. The ballroom was empty. No people, no lights, no music. I got goosebumps, and it didn't take me long to get out of there. I never believed in ghosts before that night, but now I'm changed forever. I'm still trying to explain it. Da, da, da. All right, Brittany. So this one, if you like stories tied up in a nice bow, we have almost the scene from The Shining where everybody's dancing in the ballroom, all the spirits and ghosts. Does it add more credence to you that it's in the UK? I don't know. For me, whenever I think of something that's not domestic, it feels more spooky. You're not domestic. So what do you think, Brittany? Does it make you believe this a little more?
What's funny, though, it's actually like 4 years ago today, I was actually at the Stanley. So it's funny that you like bring it up for like The Shining and everything.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like,
yeah.
First of all, so this place is in the UK. Love that. Is it a real place, though? Because if it's an actual real location, then the story, I think, has a better chance of being true.
Yeah, it's real.
4.7 stars on Google. Should visit.
Okay. I think I have, like, I've never heard of this place until now. I think it's got to be true.
You know, they claim that it has a history of being haunted. You know, I certainly see where you're going there. I mean, Stephanie, when it's somewhere that you know that is supposed to be haunted and you hear a story like this, that my instinct is to believe it. But man, it's also like a pretty big story, seeing like a whole ballroom scene like that with ghosts. I don't know. Where are you falling on this one?
Yeah, and I looked it up and it says here that apparently it's haunted by Catherine Howard's ghost.
Hmm.
I'm looking at the TripAdvisor. So fun fact, you can always look up a place, go to TripAdvisor, type in the word haunted, and you'll hear people's stories. I'm trying to see. Like,
I did not know that. That's a great, great hack.
This is an educational episode. Not
yes.
Just. So I'm seeing that people are talking about like haunted galleries, a haunted ghost, and all that stuff. However, like you said, I'm inclined to believe that, yes, there's history. I mean, obviously, Europe has a lot of older locations and stuff, but it's so well written. It's literally, like you just said, if it reminds you of like a movie or like any kind of thing, it reminds me of like, yes, the Shining, but it also reminds me of like the Haunted Mansion, and like you're on the ride and there's all these ghosts dancing in the ballroom. And even like the most recent movie, it literally sounds like a ripoff of all these movies. Like, no offense, I'm sorry if it's a real story, but it's so similar to like literally a scene where you walk into a haunted house and it's all everyone dancing. And it's like, how often do you see a bunch of ghosts manifest like that, though? It's really rare. So that's the only reason why I'm not sure about this. Like, I'm willing to believe it's a creepypasta body location, because we do stuff like that on Something Scary. We write stories, like fictional stories, about locations, and write fictional, like fictitious stories on locations. The locations is real. The history is there. But the stories in itself are not real. Like, for example, one of them we did about the Birdcage Theater. It's haunted in Tombstone, Arizona. But the story itself was fictitious. Like, we amplified it to make it more interesting. And so I think that that's what it is with, and everyone knows, users know that about Something Scary. So I'm not like, you know, giving away anything secret here. Everyone knows that these are like, you know, animations and stuff. But that's why I think it's like, in a way, a creepypasta. Obviously, we did confirm that it's haunted. But it's so well written. And I think that's actually a compliment, though, because if it is a real story, kudos, they're a good writer. So I don't know.
I don't know if this is how you guys saw it. And I don't know, this is such a like American perspective. But I, in my head, when I was reading this, I saw a big security guard like having to pull his pants up all the time as he's walking around, and like his gun's weighing him down, and he's looking through this window and he's just like, oh, it makes me laugh a little on the inside. This is definitely like one of those.
Or am I just imagining the wrong
movie? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This is definitely one of those that I want to be real. So I'm just going to choose to believe it's real because it's really fun. And I want to believe that a bunch of ghosts can still party in the afterlife. Because if I've got to like reanimate every night to do something, that sounds like kind of a great way to spend my forever existence. This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
All right, so we're going to jump into story number two, titled Grandma Saved Me from the Grave. I had just gotten my license at age 16. I'm now 28 and was on my way to my god-awful after-school job in the next little town over from ours. I was still brand new to driving and was scared of everything when I was behind the wheel. I came to one of the only four-way stoplights in town and was the first one there at the white line. I sat patiently for the light to turn green, probably fiddled with the radio a little bit, just waiting for the signal to change. The light changed and I took my foot off the brake and was about to accelerate. Now, everybody's grandparents had something they were known for saying. Their little catchphrases. My great-grandmother, who had passed 2 years earlier, would holler, "Hold your horses!" when me and my siblings/cousins got rowdy or impatient. That's what I heard as I took my foot off the brake. "Hold your horses!" Just as clear as if she was sitting right next to me. It scared the shit out of me, so I slammed my foot back down on the brakes, and not a second later, an 18-wheeler came barreling through the intersection, having ran the red light. I would have been flat Stanley had it not been for Nana riding shotgun that day. All right, Steph, it's an interesting one. Got an audible haunting, which, of course, you know, we've heard people, and maybe some of us have even, you know, experienced that before. It almost sounds like how people describe spirit guides sometimes, but what do you think about this one?
I think it's real. I think that it's very, like you said, it sounds very cohesive to like other experiences with people being saved by fatal accidents, by like a loved one, a deceased loved one, or its spirit guide. And it's so interesting because I know we've been talking about how like when you hear the story and you envision yourself and you walk yourself through step by step, and it felt very much like, yeah, you know, this was my, my grandma, and they even use like certain personal like catchphrases. They even said the word shit. So like, and I think that alone sounds so personal, like these little key personal touches into the way they're writing, that it doesn't sound like they're over, like they're acting out a scene. It sounds like personal, a very personal, intimate experience sharing that. I don't know. That's the vibe I was getting. So I think it's real.
All very valid points. Brittany, how did this one make you feel? Have you ever had an almost disaster? And it, I mean, it didn't have to be you hearing somebody literally say, don't do this, but has your gut ever turned you away from disaster kind of like that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've never actually like heard something tell me to get out of it, but I get like a gut feeling. I definitely believe that this is real as well, because like what Steph was saying, it's very personal and using, you know, the word shit. And also the grandma saying, hold your horses. Like there's nothing scary about hold your horses hearing that. You know, if they wanted to make the story scarier, they could have, if it was made up, they could have chosen something creepier for the grandma to say. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's something that she would say. So I think it's definitely a personal, true experience. It's just crazy how, if it is real, but how you hear so many paranormal experiences that it can come through as a voice, or you see it. Like, it's weird how the other side picks and chooses ways to come in. Won't know, though, unless until we die, how it actually works. But it's just, it's weird how that's just all they heard was hold your horses.
Talking about kind of being saved by, like, whatever that thing is, you know, that you know, we call it a gut feeling, an intuition. When I was in my early 20s, living in Atlanta, I needed a new computer, and I couldn't afford to just, like, go to, you know, Best Buy or whatever and get one. So I went on Craigslist, as we did 12, 13 years ago, 14 years ago, I'm being really kind to myself. And I found this computer that seemed to be a great deal. It had everything I wanted. It was much cheaper than I expected it to be. So I reached out to the person. They didn't haggle at all, my lowball. They were just like, yep, but you got to come to my house to pick it up. And I was like, okay, sure. And I literally went, got in the car, and just something was just like, no. And for whatever reason, and I never do this even since then, really, for some reason, I Googled the person's cell phone number, and they came up as somebody who was under house arrest for committing a sex crime, essentially. And it didn't go into, you know, description of what exactly happened, but, and that's not to say that I was going to be a victim of any sort, but it was certainly fishy. And I never reached back out to the person, you know, and I just considered myself, like, very lucky not to have gone on that journey. Because as we all know, if something is too good to be true, it's typically too good to be true. And I just till this day, I just wonder what would have happened had I showed up, you know, as this naive 20-year-old with a pocket full of cash at this person's house.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, you should definitely post that story, but yeah, no, it's a good one. Cause it goes far into, like, yeah, there's the intuition aspect of it, but, like, this voice, like, where's this voice coming from ultimately? Yeah. Like, where's the voice coming from?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know? This was, like, years ago. Like, my grandma, she's passed. She passed in, like, 2015, but this was, like, early 2000s or something. She was driving late one night, and she fell asleep at the wheel. As she fell asleep, she heard a voice telling her, wake up. And she woke up, and she was fine. And she, like, yeah, that just came to me. She doesn't know who it was, but she believes it was an angel. That story's always stayed, because she's known, like, I've always been into the paranormal. So even as a kid, she would tell me stories like that. But yeah, she believes an angel, or her a guardian angel woke her up, because she heard them say, wake up. Like, where is that voice coming from? Who's telling you that? So yeah, that just came to me.
Yeah, my grandmother pulled out in front of a school bus, and that's when we took our license away. Anyway, this is another episode of Real... No, just kidding. That story is true, though. Stephanie, where can our audience find your content?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. I'm Stephanie_Strange. And on YouTube, I'm just Stephanie Strange.
Awesome. Yeah, make sure you guys are checking Stephanie out. And Britt, where can our audience find your content?
My main platform is YouTube, and it's just at Brittany Crab. And I'm also on Instagram and TikTok, which is Brittany Crab 44.
Again, audience, I really urge you to check them out. They both do amazing stuff that you can tell they're really putting their heart into their content. It's more than just, hey, this is fun, so I'm going to do it. They are truly professionals at what they do, and we are so happy to have them here to play Real or Creepy. Do-do-do.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned, as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.